வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 12th of February 1976 in Mayapur, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam. I am your friend. I am God. Go you sleep. I shall do everything. In your shell like that. Rather than refuse to fight, he chastised it like anything. What is it? On our digestum. It is just like non-aliens, they're talking foolish. People should clearly understand that we don't encourage laziness. Never encourage. According to your capacity, gunakarma vibhaga, you must work. Sharira jatrapi te na prasiddhe akarmana. By not working, even if you cannot put on your body and soul together. Krishna says like that.
Isn't laziness one of the demonic qualities, Srila Prabhupada?
It is less than demonic. Demonic qualities have some activity, and laziness is ignorance, darkness. Therefore, too much sleeping is very, very bad. That is another part of laziness. One has to conquer over this sleeping and laziness. Eating, nidra, ahara, vihara, and sense gain. Vihara means sense gain. One has to minimize these things up to the point of nil, that is perfect. When there is no more sleeping, no more eating, no more waiting, and no more fearing, that is perfect physical life. And that is not possible, but as much as possible. This is the kind of sleep more, that they consider very great gain.
Consider profit. A rich man. A rich man can sleep. The poor man has work. They're always making agitation to reduce what they call the work week. Formerly they're working so many hours per week. Now they want to reduce it down to 40, 30, 20 hours per week.
So why they're inventing machine? Machine means no work.
I think this is progress. Everyone can lie down and the machines will work.
Yes. Machine. Inventing machine means one machine can work for 50 men. The banks are using this, what is that, computer?
Yes. Yes. Everyone is using computers.
To save money. Machine means unemployment. Tractor they're using their unemployment for bulls and plowmen, and then the bulls have to be killed. This is going on. Unemployment, then kill them. Vietnam, send all the men to fight and kill them. As soon as there is overpopulation, they declare war. So that people may be killed.
Sometimes the soldiers became so disgusted that they would shoot their own officers. But they would do it in such a way so it appeared to be accident. Sometimes they would take a little bomb and throw it into the tent of the officers. Oh, that would be cool.
What was the reason?
Well, because the officers, they were not qualified. They were simply foolish. They were directing them in such a way that they were all in danger.
Oh.
And they could not understand why they were there. It was a foreign... They were used to America, and so they had to go to the jungle. They could not see the point of fighting. So many times they would become so disgusted they would simply kill their own officers, shoot them or throw a bomb. Also in Vietnam, the majority of the soldiers were fighting intoxicated, marijuana and different drugs.
Also, I think people have no respect for authority anymore.
No.
All over the world, people are not respecting any kind of authorities. No. There are so many
Especially
false authorities.
Student. That means chaotic conditions.
Therefore, it is so nice that your divine grace is presenting the perfect authority, Krishna.
Yeah. And one who follows his instructions, he also got it. That we are pushing. Be Krishna conscious, everything will work. Everyone is following. I asked this question to Kotovsky. Yeah, you have got a leader, we have got a leader. So where is it? Depends. Indian guy says, only you have got a fool leader, we have got intelligent. Others say, you cannot avoid leadership. Hmm. Authority. Hmm. That is not possible. Hmm.
They want to avoid, but the impersonalists are catering to that desire. They want to avoid authority, and so the impersonalists are
encouraging
that. So they're rascals.
It is not possible to give up authority. No. It is not possible.
Hmm. Your interview with those articles that you had spoken about against communism are very, very brilliant.
Mm.
Actually, we were struck with wonder to see the different arguments. Very, very important for South America, because there the communism is popular among the young students.
Did you read it? Hmm? Did you read it?
Yeah, we just published it in our magazine.
So they like that argument.
Yes, the arguments are so intelligent that no one has ever thought of such intelligent arguments against communism. Also, the article on Freud. I think that book is very, very important.
Yes.
That's very, very important. It will actually satisfy the students. No one else would dare to call these people fools.